Korean officials say the projectile was a short-range ballistic missile. The North adding the launch was a warning to military warmongers in South Korea, who are set to soon hold joint military exercises with the United States. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul.
The test raises further doubts about working-level nuclear talks, which were supposed to resume shortly after last month's meeting between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas. In an interview with the U.S. cable television network Fox News, Trump downplayed the importance of the missile test. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the TV network he still believes negotiations will start in just a handful of weeks. North Korea wants the United States to provide security guarantees and relax sanctions in exchange for partial steps to dismantle its nuclear program. The United States has insisted it will not ease sanctions unless Pyongyang commits to totally abandoning its nuclear program. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
North Korea has given the United States until the end of the year to change its approach to the talks. Trump insists he is in no hurry to reach a deal. More than 1,000 people staged a sit-in at the Hong Kong airport on Friday. The demonstrators and airport staff warned visitors of recent demonstrations that have led to injuries and also criticized the police response.
The main goal for us is to let more people around the world know what's actually happening in Hong Kong in recent months.
The protests stem from a call to end a now-suspended bill to extradite Hong Kong residents charged with criminal offenses to China for trial. Another march is planned for Saturday in Yuen Long. This is VOA News. A series of attacks rocked Afghanistan Thursday, killing dozens. 58 people are dead, including 38 members of Afghan security forces. Taliban militants stormed security checkposts in Takhar province, while multiple bombs rocked capital Kabul and Jalalabad. A Ministry of Interior spokesman said a suicide bomber on a motorcycle targeted a minibus in Kabul carrying the staff of the Ministry of Mines and Petroleum as they were on their way to work Thursday morning. The local branch of the Islamic State terror group took responsibility for the attacks on the minibus. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the third attack in Kabul, in which they claim they targeted foreign invaders. Temperature records are being broken across Europe as a heat wave grips the continent. Hot air moving from the Sahara region has caused temperatures to rise. Paris, France, surpassed its heat record on Thursday, with heat in the city reaching 42.7 degrees Celsius. The Netherlands experienced its hottest day on record Thursday, with temperatures reaching 41.7 degrees Celsius. In Germany, heat records are also being broken, and London, the capital of the United Kingdom, reported the second hottest day on record for the city. Here's one resident.
Yeah, it's very hot. I mean, at the end of the day, what we're having to do at nighttime is keep the fans on full. It's a little bit noisy, but it keeps the air nice and cool in the room so we can get some sleep. So, yeah.
Many public buildings in Europe lack air conditioning. Additionally, only 5% of homes have cooling units, according to some reports. Newly appointed British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has reiterated his pledge to leave the European Union in October under any circumstance. Johnson's statements raising the likelihood that Britain could crash out of the bloc without a deal. Johnson purged the cabinet of rivals and rewarded loyalists and pro-Brexit politicians with new government posts this week. In his first speech to Parliament Thursday, Johnson said a golden age awaited Britain after Brexit and promised to leave the EU on the agreed date of October 31st. The Federal Bureau of Investigations is set to resume capital punishment in the United States after a 16-year hiatus. The U.S. Justice Department announced Thursday there are plans for the coming months to execute 5 death row inmates convicted of murder. And we continue to follow the celebrations out of Puerto Rico's capital. They started late Wednesday night after Governor Ricardo Rossello announced in a video message that he is stepping down. His resignation comes after 2 weeks of protests calling for his resignation in the wake of a texting scandal. We have more information for you on voanews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on VOA1.